Good morning, honorable members. It's 9 o'clock. Can we start? We can't wait for other members. Let's continue with our business. I'll start by introducing myself and everyone in the room. We'll have to introduce him or herself. I'm Emmanuel Mosawenko Simlambo, the chair of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense and Military Veterans.
Shahid Issa, member of the committee.
George Michalakis, member of the committee.
Sure.
Over to you, General. To introduce your entrance.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I'm Lieutenant General Vusumuzi Masondo, the Chief of Staff of the South African National Defense Force, and I'm accompanied by Brigadier General Nompe Cheni, Director of Operations in the Joint Ops Division of the SANDF. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, let's introduce ourselves, the support staff.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Peter Nkavinde, Military Liaison Officer, Minister of Defense.
Good morning, Chair, members. I'm Peter Daniels. I'm the Content Advisor for the Portfolio Committee Against Military Veterans.
Morning, Chair, honorable members. I'm Calvin Mangain, the Colonel Advisor for the Joint Standing Committee on Defense.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Kuruleko from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
My name is Mava from Parliamentary Communication Services.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Bulele Matikane, Committee Secretary.
Thank you. Are there any apologies, Secretary? Let me know I have received.
I have one from the Minister of Defense and Mr. Motimele, the co-chair.
Honorable
Co-Chair, we've got an apology from Member Corbus Murray. He's attending a funeral this morning.
Thank you very much. Those are the apologies that are going to be recorded. Is the presentation ready? Aluto.
Chair, we're still trying just to open up the presentation.
Okay, whilst we are still dealing with technology, we do have hard copies, I believe. Can we at least utilize the hard copies? But what I would want to comment about is that we are receiving these presentations today as hard copies, and it's not on that members can't go through documents before the actual presentation. This request was done a week before that we need to receive presentations in time, General. So in future, we expect to receive presentations at least a week before so that members can be able to engage properly. Thank you. Can we go presentation. Let's pretend. Honorable Chair, members, let me tender an apology on behalf of the department that the presentations were not received in time. From my office, there was an effort to actually send this, but I think there was a bit of a problem with the communication. But we've taken note your unhappiness as the committee chair, and in future we'll try and make it a point that the presentations are forwarded on time. Chair, no question. Use the hard copy. Honorable Chair, first and foremost, by way just of opening remarks, I want to say as a department, we are happy for the opportunity to come and account to your committee on the work that we do in terms of the deployments that we are involved in, and also in terms of the operation that we ran in the Central African Republic, code name Operation Vimbezela. This is the work that we do as a department in support of the foreign policy objectives of our government, and it's the work that we are proud to do, even though we are faced with a myriad of challenges in this regard. With those remarks, then I'll hand over to, or perhaps Chair, the manner in which we propose to proceed is to start with the presentation on deployments, because that one also gives a background of the the duty of joint operation in terms of discharging operations, and therefore, with that background, then I also feel that Operation Vimbezela that we ran will be understood in context. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. You can proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope my presentation is not very long. I'll try to go quickly, but as the General has explained, just want to show where does Vimbezela fit in, because if I don't actually go through joint ops to say what we do, how do we then fit in with Operation Vimbezela so that we can have a bigger picture of the whole thing. I think the General has introduced me as Colonel Ronk, recently promoted. Yes. Okay. General Nompecheni, Director Joint Operations. It's a privilege to be here to address the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. Thank you, sir. Well, my briefing will start with the aim to brief the Joint Standing Committee on Defense on the status of peace support operations conducted by SANDF. The introduction, it looks very long. As we joined ops, we started pre-1994 with autonomous operations were conducted by services. And then we experienced some challenges, as explained on the fourth slide, that when we're doing operations as a silos, we had a high cost to maintain separate structures. And then there was also duplication of operational structures, and the coordination of operation between services was also a problem at that particular time. And command and control, it was also difficult to, because we have to find somebody who is responsible for what. That joint operations helped so that you can streamline and understand where the operations are directed. The equipment and procedures and the interoperability of structures, and then there was then a lack of joint planning at that particular time, of which that gap was improved. and then at the same time the situation could not be sustained with the era of peace support operations to follow. Then, post 1994, the mandate for employment was drawn from the institution, and then joint operations was established to execute all joint force employment activities, including all joint exercises within the SANDF. And then this structure was established in 1997 under command of Chief Joint Operations, and it was operational in 1999, and it was called joint operations, and then special forces headquarters, and then the 9 tactical areas from each region. And then as of February 2003, the division operated at the strategic military level, and then the joint operation HQ conduct all gym operations as a level three structure, special forces, and then at the level four with all the tactical headquarters in all the regions. And then when we deploy outside the country, we had what we call the national contingent HQ for external operations. Then the scope, I'm gonna just jump through it as it is indicated there. The structure, the mandate, the vision, the mission, and the roles, the functions, to buy up time. I'll ask if maybe you want me to go through them, or it's up to you to say you don't have to go through. I can just go to the program of the day, which is the regional security. I'm subject to you, Chair, whether I must go through everything. The structure is...
I think, honorable members, we just have to stick to
the program.
Because once we begin to talk of the scope and each and every topic of the whole scope is going to take long.
Okay. Thank you. The structure... I think I will jump on it. At least I think it's clear. And the mandate of joint ops, what do we do? Our vision, as it is spelled out, and the mission, slide 12, mission, our roles, the functions, as it is indicated. Then on the joint force employment activities, you will see that we've got three objectives, which is the defense of the territorial integrity, promoting regional security, providing support to the government, which is support to the people. But for the day, we're going to concentrate on the objective number 2, which is promoting regional and continental peace, safety, and security and stability. And then the historical tour of duty, I'm going to just run through it because it's just to show how long have we been in the peace operations since we started. United Nations mission and the African Union, up in Nduli in Nepal, Montego mission in Liberia, United Mission, African Union, up Espresso, Eritrea, Ethiopia, up Fiber, Burundi, and then Pristine, which was in Cote d'Ivoire. And then African Union mission of Bongane was in Uganda. And then African Union bilateral missions also...
Sir, can you hold on, General?
Okay.
Members seem to be lost.
Are you? Okay. You must tell me...
Which chair are you?
Okay. I think we've got the same... let me check if we've got the same... layout of the same document like this, maybe. Okay.
No.
Okay. No, you are looking at Vimbezela. I'm talking about. We started with the external operations. After external operations, we're gonna go through to Vimbezela. That's what I said. Because before we go to Vimbezela, we must understand where we come from.
Now, if we don't have that document, can't we zoom straight to Vimbezela, which members are having in front of them? That's the copy that they're having.
Okay.
That is why I was talking about us receiving documents long before, you know. So can we deal with what we have in front of us?
We will deal with that. Then let's then go to Vimbezala. I regret any inconvenience for that. I thought that we are going together. We're going to go to Operation Vimbezala then, which was an operation in CAR, a training mission. The scope, as indicated, I think maybe honorable members they can see, I think it's visible on the screen at this stage. Again, I'm going to follow the same scope: introduction, the legal framework, the mandate, the planning objectives, mission, intent, execution, the concept of operations, and the guidelines for planning, mission constraints, training program approach, effects or conclusion, and then comments. South African National Defense Force formalized the defense cooperation with Central African Republic Armed Forces by means of a memorandum of understanding concluded and signed in 2007. Among the issues underpinned by the agreement was that SANDF would provide training assistance to FACA, which is the armed forces of Central African Republic. The MOU was renewed on the 31st of December 2010, and the parties agreed that South Africa would continue to provide training to FACA as a right to self-defense and save human lives in Central African Republic, and shall assist in implementation of the DDR, or which is Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration in Security Sector Reform Program. This is just a map to show where the Central African Republic is. The MOU was signed, in terms of the legal framework, the MOU was signed in 2007. The MOU was meant to be reviewed every 5 years. The CAB Memo Number 18 of 2007 authorized the deployment of 85 SANDF members for reasons of training and the close protection of the CAR president. The Presidential Minute Number 436, dated 15 July 2008, authorize only provision of military training and capacity building to the armed forces of Central African Republic. Implementation arrangement was in place on an annual basis since 2010 in terms of training, and does not cover the protection of the president, which is the implementation arrangement. NB, the close protection to the CAR to the CAR president was not provided for by the SANDF. The mandate, the deployment in CAR was mandated to continue with training capacity programs to the armed forces of Central African Republic, to exercise self-defense, protect property and save human lives, to further send reinforcement to achieve the said mandate.
to assist the government of the Central African Republic with disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration planning and implementation. Planning objectives. I'm going to just open them. Streamlining the training capacity building program in Central African Republic to cover a period of 5 years and beyond. Plan for operational deployment plan and sustenance for the next 5 years. Sustenance will also have to factor in the processes for the establishment of the forward strategic sustainment hub, including timeframes. Appreciate, plan, and produce a strategic master plan for disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration program, security sector reform program, and continuous capacity building programs for the short, medium, and long-term engagements, including clear entry-exit strategy with milestones as benchmarks for the mission delivery. The SNDF was to deploy a protection force consisting of a strengthened subunit and other force structure elements and continue with training capacity programs to the armed forces of Central African Republic whilst exercising protection tasks, namely self-defense, protection of property, and human lives from March 2013 until 31 March 18, which is a period of 5 years. The intent was to deploy mission-ready, credible, and well-balanced force to the Central African Republic in order to train FACA. This force must defend itself, protect property and human lives, and assist during DDR and the security sector process. Execution. This operation was to be executed in 3 stages, which is the mobilization, the deployment, and then sustainment and rotation up or every 6 months. The concept of operation. SANDF to continue training capacity programs to the armed forces of CAR from 2013 to 2018, rotating on a 6-month basis. The contingent must be able to defend and protect property and save human lives. When I mean property, property that is occupied by the South African Defense Force, and save human lives, which is to defend itself in terms of self-defense. Furthermore, the SANDF must be able to react by means of sending reinforcement to achieve the said mandate, and to assist the government of Central African Republic with DDR and SSR. Guidelines for planning. We're to appreciate and plan for the current force levels deployed with a provision to expand to a level of a battalion group should the security situation dictate to warrant such reinforcement within the shortest possible space of time. Appreciate and plan for space in the Central African Republic to accommodate such a level of force structure element, as the area that was occupied, it was very small, so we had to move from that particular area to a new area. And appreciate and plan to relocate the South African Protection Force elements accommodated at the Police Training Center, as I've already alluded by 2014. The following guidelines were given in order to help give direction in order to achieve the end state. Appreciate and plan for the current force levels deployed. Should the appreciate and plan for a space in the Central African Republic to accommodate such a force level structure elements. Appreciate and plan to relocate. It's now repeating, I don't know what happened to the slide. And then appreciate and plan for inclusion of reconnaissance elements within the planned contingent. must appreciate and plan to sustain the deployed force for a period of 5 years with calculated rotations to be aligned with the current existing rotations. The strengthened subunit to include its inherent support weapons. Consider streamlining command and control. Reconnaissance elements must withdraw by March and one parachute company to be withdrawn by April 2013 because it was we deployed them early whilst we were busy preparing the other force which was going to take over from them. Appreciate and plan for the withdrawal of CSNDF strategic elements currently deployed in CAR within the shortest possible time, taking into consideration the current scheduled rotation. Appreciate and plan to work with other stakeholders and or role players for reasons to advance the objectives of pending disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration of various factions in the Central African Republic, as were there because there was Binuka, there was FOMAC from the ECAS and other regions which were busy going to work with the DDR process and the security sector reform. Appreciate and plan for drawn-out strategic program to deal with issues of SSR and continuous capacity building. Appreciate and factor in possible means to equip the trained force for long-term defense-to-defense cooperation. Appreciate and plan for contingency measures for immediate withdrawal in the Central African Republic at short notice, due to possible changes in the interim transitional administration. The training progress. These are the members who went to Central African Republic to conduct the training, the instructors on the pictures, and the members of FACA on the shooting range. The training progress, the total courses that we conducted, 31. And the total number of learners, 1,181. The infantry training progress, these are infantry courses that we conducted with the Central African Republic. And the members who qualified, 749, starting from the company commanders to the anti-tank weapons course. Specialized training, which is Special Forces Training Progress. The number, we trained 148. Those are the courses that they undergo. The language course from French to English. The qualified English, 20 members with the military health. We trained 235 members. On the logistics side, we trained 91 members. In conclusion, Operation Vimbezela Protection Task Force was a combat force tactical deployment. Initially, it was under the operational command of General Officer Commanding Special Forces, and then it was going to be handed over to GOC OP headquarters after March. This force, which is a protection force, was deployed over the period 2 to 4 January 2013, 72 hours, because the parachute unit and the Special Forces, they've got just 72 hours. They can deploy that into the machine area. And then the force was grouped there, as it correctly said there. And then we initially, it was planned to stay there for the duration of 3 weeks. After that, it will withdraw, and then the main force was going to deploy in the Central African Republic. The support system was based on the push system, which means the procurement was done within the mission area. The mission was terminated then after SANDF was attacked by the Selega rebels on the 22nd of March 2013. I think the story everybody knows what happened. And then it was called the Battle of Bangui, which lasted for 3 days, from 22nd or and up to 24 March 2013. I think, like I said, the force was grouped within the mission area. And then I think the SANDF did the best with what it had at that time. Few numbers against those rebels. I think the attitude and willpower made us to prevail. And then these are just the city of Bangui, as you correctly put on the screen. Just this route, just behind our base and behind the police academy. And then, interestingly, these are the Seliga rebels in 2013. And say that they were very poorly armed and trained at that time, if you're looking at their equipment. And it was amazing then when they attacked.